Hold it now.
Back in our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
There's power in the building, praise the Lord. So
yay,
glad.
Yes,
thank
power.
So, yes, power. So glad to be back. Glad to be back chatting. Hey, you know, we spend lots of time talking about budget cuts and the impact on so many different people in so many different areas. But one of the areas often overlooked, those with mental illnesses. And in Chicago, our buddy Dr. Carl Bell, his baby, as he calls it, the Community Mental Health Council, shutting down because of budget cuts in Illinois, about 1,000 some odd patients. And so, you know, what happens to folks who are suffering from mental illness? He joins us right now. Doc. You've had it for quite some time, and Illinois said no money there. Well, we're cutting left and right. This happens all across the country. And when it does, what happens to the people who are suffering from mental illness?
Well, you know, Roland, the 1,000 patients are the ones I'm taking care of by myself.
Gotcha.
We've actually got about 26,000. We're trying to refer them to places in the hopes that they can continue to get care. It's the Community Mental Health Council has been in operation since 75.
Mm-hmm.
So we've helped a lot of people, which is
26,000 in Chicago.
26,000 patients, yeah. We had the largest elderly program in the state of Illinois. We had 9,000 elders, and about 20 of them were over 100.
And if you can't place them in another program, then what happens?
Well, you know, what happens a lot of times with mentally ill people is they wind up homeless. They wind up in prison. That's the Cook County Hospital.
So you put them on the streets?
We don't put them on the streets. We've been trying to figure out what to do. But Cook County Jail is the largest mental hospital in the state of Illinois. L.A. Mm. County Jail is the largest mental hospital in Los Angeles.
Oh.
So it's a problem.
And help me out there. So you have these jail systems that are the largest, you know, in these areas, but it actually costs so much more to house them in these jails and prisons than it would with such mental health, community mental health facilities.
That's correct. But you got to understand, Roland, this country has a long tradition of harvesting people. They put people in foster care when really it would be cheaper to strengthen the families that they come from. They put people in corrections when it would be cheaper to educate them properly. So even though it costs more money, somebody is sending their kids to college with that money. And it's backwards. But, you know, I mean, the one hope that I've got is, you know, we put a lot of prevention, mental health prevention, into the President's Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that takes root, because you can prevent depression. There's evidence you can prevent schizophrenia, prevent violence, prevent drug abuse. I still have hope.
Well, Dr. Carl Bell, we certainly appreciate, man, all your hard work in this area. And, you know, hopefully folks will not forget, when it comes to these budgets, the people who don't have lobbyists, who don't have people speaking up for them, are those in this country with mental illness.
Thank you, Roland.
I appreciate it, sir.
All right.
All right, Roland.
That's the cuts, unfortunately.
Have a good holiday.
Absolutely. Do the same.